This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this headline came out this weekend, and I was at a baby shower yesterday. Congratulations, Desi and Ryan, for having a baby. And I was at their baby shower, which was amazing. Good job, Marcy. It was fantastic. And Steven. And Steven's my big bro. And the topic of eyelash lice came up. And I don't know, I bring out every conversation. People just bring out anything that I guess isn't very hospitable to eating. It's a great, great buffet of food, but we brought up lice. And eyelash lice is starting to kind of freak people out because there's a lot of people out there that use fake eyelashes. I haven't worn a lot of fake eyelashes. I remember once one of my makeup artists put them on. I loved it. I loved the extra eyelashes, and I was really naive. Okay, so I had an older sister. I have an older sister, but I had very, very strict parents, so we really weren't allowed to wear makeup, and we didn't really know much about makeup. And so when my sister moved out, and I started to become like a middle schooler and then all that, and so I kind of had to kind of figure out makeup by myself. And I would watch these women in the 80s have real big, thick, beautiful lashes. And I'd look at these commercials going, okay, well, I guess it's the mascara. And so I would try to sneak some mascara because my mom wouldn't let me wear makeup. And I would run to school, and I would put the mascara on, and I would, like, be like, well, wait a second. Okay, it's not looking like the commercials. So I guess, you know, when you put the mascara in, and then you take it out, and then you kind of wipe it off so it doesn't clump, I'm like, I need it clumpy because I need to look like I have lashes. So I would just clump that sucker on. And then I'd have to wash it off before I got home so my mom wouldn't see that I wore makeup. And I was like, you know what, Jacko, that I just won't look like any of the supermodels, all right? It's just not going to happen. That was the one thing that prevented me. Exactly. That was just the one thing that prevented me from looking like a supermodel. If not, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference. So I didn't really realize that it was false lashes until my friend, you know, I guess, you know, went out with us and she didn't have them on. I'm like, what's wrong with your eyes? Are your eyelashes falling out? Oh, my gosh, you know, are you, like, pulling them out? You know, what's going on? She's like, no, I just always wear my lashes. And I'm like, oh, I got to get me some of those. And so for one of my TV hits, they put it on. And it wasn't the one where you put the whole thing on. They were where you just add, it's like extensions, right? They're like extensions. So they added extensions onto my eyelashes. And I'm like, oh, these are sexy. And then I'm like, oh, wait a second, this could be expensive. So how long can they last? Well, eyelash extensions can last, false lashes can last anywhere from a day to a week. So me, you know, I'm pretty frugal. I'm like, I want to make these suckers last. Also, I didn't have the time. It took about 20, 30 minutes to get my lashes on. You know, and I'm like, gosh, I don't really have the time to do this again, so let's make this last. If I have to do any, you know, headshots, do it now while I have the lashes. And so I think they look great. The problem is once you wear them, you're in trouble. And I bring this up because this headline talking about lash lice, it's not really lice. It's Demodex follicularum. Hold on a second. Let me get it right. It's, yeah, follicularum. Demodex follicularum. They're actually mites. Now, we have mites on our skin all the time. We do. They're little brown suckers, I guess. And for the most part, they don't bother us. Maybe you get an itch. Maybe you don't. But what ends up happening, what we think is going on with these false lashes, is you don't want to clean them. If you're trying to make them last, you don't want to do the, I mean, when I take off my makeup And we're I mean, mind you, I'm like Phyllis Dillering it every day. I use my makeup wipe, and I mean, I scrub my eyes. And so, I mean, you know, you can't recognize me without my eye makeup. I mean, I wear a lot of eye makeup. And so I, you know, it's about a 15-minute cleaning to clean all that stuff off my face, clean off my eyes, go to bed. Somebody who is trying to save their lashes aren't going to do that. So they're going to just kind of baby around the eye and then just leave it. And so now these mites are like, okay, wait a second. This is kind of, they like sebum. Sebum is your kind of oily secreted substance in your skin. So the mites are liking the taste of that. They're oily. And it's a nice, it's like a hammock for them, those little lashes. So the mites don't have to go anywhere. So, you know, so people are thinking, oh my gosh, you know, is it that the spa or the eyelash place is spreading it? I mean, yeah, possibly. I mean, if the instruments are clean. But basically, these lice, these quote-unquote lice infestations, which is really a mite, is Demodex folliculorum, which is basically a parasite on your body that's taking advantage of a lash that's there. Now, some of you may say, oh, I clean my lashes. Some of you take them off, clean them, put them back on. That's great. That's great. But some of these mites may decide to have a party anyway. So, what, you know, if you are a little run down, if you have diabetes, HIV, immunosuppression, you might see these more often. But even if you're immunocompetent and have a very, very healthy immune system, you could, you know, get these infestations. So what is it like? From what I understand, it's itchy. I mean, your eye gets itchy. It gets red. Sometimes you'll get some swelling. And a lot of people say, oh, okay, well, I am reacting to the eyelash glue. You could be. I mean, we're putting a whole bunch of crap on our eyes. We really are. I am amazed at the amount of stuff we put on, and I'm surprised that we don't react more than we do. But maybe it's not a glue allergy. So how do we treat these mites? A lot of times we just have to kind of wash them off. You got to take off the lashes, got to wash them off. Some doctors might use a tea tree oil preparation or an alcohol-based preparation. Nothing I'm going to recommend to you guys because I don't want you sticking anything in your eyes. But a lot of times you just got to clean it off. And sometimes we even need to use an antibiotic. And I can't tell you how many times I see women with inflamed lids. And I'm like, it's got to be the lashes or the glue. We tell them to stop putting lashes on, they heal, but, you know, it might be a mite issue. So this blepharitis, which is what we call, it's inflammation of the eyelid. It's called blepharitis. I guess blep is a lid. Itis is inflammation. These are things that are pretty common. And what it means is you got to clean your eyes and you can't try to, you know, squeeze out the next 24 hours of that lash. Or just do what I do. Put a crap load of eyeshadow on so it looks like you got the lashes on. Or a crap load of mascara and clump it up. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. Really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. What's your favorite burger? Oh, I don't eat burger. That's crazy. That I would have never met a person who didn't eat a burger 20, 30 years ago. Now there are so many people that go, I just don't eat a burger. And you know what? They're skinny and healthy. I really should become one of those people. I don't eat burgers a lot. I probably eat maybe 2 to 3 burgers a month now. Oh, I love burgers. Gosh. I think the burger is one of the most brilliant marketing schemes in terms of food. You have your whole meal fit in your hands, and you can eat it while you drive. You can eat. You don't need a fork. You don't need a knife. It has the meat. It has the cheese. I know it's not kosher, but, you know, if I kept kosher. It's got the bread. It's got the lettuce. It's got the tomato. It's got the bread. If it's a healthy bun, if it's a healthy cheese, if it's a healthy vegetable, healthy meat, kind of got all your four food groups. It's kind of yummy. I just love the burger. But I don't eat a lot of it, you know, because fast food really hurts. It's, you know, not good for the heart, not good for the tushy. But if I had to pick a favorite burger, I don't think I can. It used to be Bob's Big Boy. I love Bob's Big Boy. That taste was awesome. They're tiny. But remember, Bob's Big Boy, those used to be big burgers then. Now, compared to a quarter pounder at McDonald's or an In-N-Out or a Whopper, Whoppers are bigger burgers. But I got to tell you, man, Bob's Big Boy used to be my favorite. In-N-Out is probably the closest thing to a Bob's Big Boy. I don't have a White Castle in my neighborhood, but I'm hearing I would love White Castle. I don't have one in my neighborhood. The only White Castle I've had is the frozen ones from Sam's Club or Costco. And they're yummy. But so I have to go to White Castle. So In-N-Out probably is the closest thing to Bob's Big Boy. So I'm probably saying they're my favorite. And then McDonald's comes next. Well, In-N-Out is getting sued. It is getting sued for $1.2 million. Why? Because they're being blamed for causing a four-day wildfire that destroyed 245 acres of land in California. Cal Fire is suing In-N-Out for starting a wildfire in 2017. They said the lawsuit says the blaze started after dry grass was ignited by a hot clutch on a mower. And suing Hosanna Fire burned 245 acres, took 4 days to put out. Now, In-N-Out doesn't have a restaurant in Hosanna. But I guess it owned that land. So, In-N-Out's being sued for $1.2 million for starting a wildfire in 2017 by the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection. The lawsuit says the fire was started when grass cuttings on the deck of a tractor mower were ignited by a hot clutch, and then it blew on nearby dry grass piles. In the suit that was filed in September this year, according to the San Luis Obispo Tribune, says the fire started on land at the Huasta Road in Arroyo Grande. The land is owned and managed by In-N-Out, but it's not clear for what. And it's not even close to the chain's area restaurant in the area. So Cal Fire accuses the tractor driver of allowing the fire to spread to surrounding vegetation brush and accuses the restaurant chain of improperly maintaining the tractor, causing the clutch to overheat. The filing shows that the Cal Fire sent requests for payment to In-N-Out in March and August this year, but received no response. If you start a fire, you need to pay. So a case management conference is scheduled for January 23rd. Now, what's going on here? They say In-N-Out is not the only company dealing with lawsuits. Utility company PG&E is reportedly nearing a $1.7 billion settlement with the California Public Utilities Commission. And the firm has already declared bankruptcy after agreeing to pay out $11 billion in insurance claims. That's why we're having all these rolling blackouts. But, wow, you guys got to be careful out there, man. A clutch sparked a fire. The problem is, I mean, we are just surrounded by dry brush. And, you know what? Okay, a lot of you guys back east, now with the rain and the snow, maybe not. I saw the Patriots game. That was rough. That was really wet. But where I live, it is dry. And, yeah, we might get a little bit of rain, but it is dry. And so, you know, things will happen. Sparks happen. You know, I make sparks all the time. I am very sparky. You know, with my verbiage and just, I don't know, I might rub my foot along the asphalt. I don't know what I do. You know where I really cause a lot of sparks is when I am making the bed and the cat's on the bed. And so I'm moving the blanket or the sheet and there are like sparks all over the place. There's all that static. And I just am so fearful that I'm going to be somewhere in a brush and, I don't know, do me. And it happens. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Chick-fil-A is back in the news. Well, this kind of came out last week, where the Atlanta-based Chick-fil-A has stopped donating to the Salvation Army and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Why? Because these are two organizations that have come under fire from LGBTQ activists. The company told the Thomson Reuters Foundation it has stopped donating to the organizations on Monday. We made multi-year commitments to both organizations, and we fulfilled those obligations in 2018, according to Chick-fil-A. Both organizations that Chick-fil-A decided to not donate to have opposed same-sex marriage. Chick-fil-A president and COO Tim Tassalopoulos also told the source that the Paul Anthony Youth Home in Vidalia, Georgia, will no longer be funded by the company. He said, there's no question we know that. As we go into new markets, we need to be clear about who we are. There are a lot of articles and newscasts about Chick-fil-A, and we thought we need to be clear about our message. So basically, there's some PR issues. And apparently, who you donate money to can be a huge PR nightmare. Anderson, a Georgia native, said the home started the home, this, I guess, home they were going to donate to, after he won Olympic weightlifting gold in 1956. In a statement released Monday, they said Chick-fil-A said it would give $9 million in a more focused giving approach to Junior Achievement, Covenant House International, and $25,000 to a local food bank at each new Chick-fil-A opening. The company will also continue to provide scholarships to its employees. So, everybody thinks Chick-fil-A is Seventh-day Adventist. I think it's Baptist. I'm not sure. I don't know. In 2012, they said then-Chick-fil-A president Dan Caffey told a Baptist website that the Atlanta-based restaurant chain is, quote, guilty as charged in support of traditional marriage. Caffey is now CEO of the company. It has become the third largest fast food chain in the nation, and I guess a lot of people like the food. It opened in United Kingdom amid protests against the company's opposition to same-sex marriage. That'll close. Maybe I don't really know what religion it's associated with. Maybe not Baptist. I don't know. I can't confirm that. I'm sorry. But according to the Salvation Army's website, Salvation Army does not discriminate or refuse to provide services to gay and lesbian people seeking assistance. But it has joined in solidarity with other organizations that support the definition of traditional marriage. We're saddened to learn, they said, that a corporate partner has felt it necessary to divert funding to other hunger, education, and homeless organizations, areas in which the Salvation Army, as the largest social services provider in the world, is already fully committed. They serve more than 23 million individuals a year, including the LGBTQ plus community. In fact, we believe we are the largest provider of poverty relief to the LGBTQ population. So, the Salvation Army urged the public to seek the truth before rushing to ill-informed judgment and greatly appreciate those partners and donors who ensure that anyone or needs our help feels safe and comfortable to come through our doors. Okay, so this opens up a whole slew of discussion. Okay, so you might have charity, and that charity might do good. But if you have certain beliefs, which you are allowed to under the Constitution, you might not be able to continue to do the good that you do. Now, mind you, we might not agree with somebody's stance on gay marriage and it not being traditional marriage, whether you agree or not. The problem is if this company does provide to LGBTQ community, we might want to hear from the LGBTQ community on how much of a PR nightmare Salvation Army needs to unfortunately endure. I mean, I don't understand these apparently charities, I guess, have to pick a side or they have to, you know, promote. I mean, you know, you got Catholic charities out there, you got Jewish charities, you know, somebody could say, well, you know, Jews believe in the Old Testament and not the New Testament, so we're not going to support them. Well, isn't that racist? So, how far do we go? I understand people want to be very, very progressive. But in a way, you're almost being non-progressive by preventing somebody who's doing good to the communities you want to help. One of you wrote on this. We're going to come back and hear your comments. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump are wishing everyone a happy Thanksgiving. In a tweet today, the president says he and Melania wish all Americans a very happy and blessed Thanksgiving. China is reacting to a bill President Trump signed regarding Hong Kong. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
China is warning of countermeasures against the United States after President Trump signed bills supporting anti-government protesters in Hong Kong yesterday. Pro-democracy activist Joshua Wong is differing, saying Mr. Trump should be commended for initiating a show of support.
It just encouraged world leaders around the world and politicians aware that it's time for them to stand with Hong Kong.
A Thanksgiving Day snowstorm is dropping up to a foot of new snow from Nebraska to Wisconsin. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Alarus. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. You could always call at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, or you could email us at drdahlia.com. Jed writes, I need to tell you this. Now, this is long, so I'm going to kind of cut it short. But basically, he started a new company, and he started at a new company, and he's LDS. Another member works there, he says, whom I know. But my coworkers do not know he goes to my ward. He says, my first week there, everybody spoke ill of him and his views on gay rights. I don't have an opinion on the matter, but I love my religion. So he goes on to say and talk about, does he lay low? Does he keep his religion to himself? This is an environment that is obviously very, very pro-LGBTQ rights, which he is fine with, but he... And it goes on. That's tricky. That's tricky. I mean, I was born knowing whoever you are, you stand up for it, you know? But that doesn't necessarily mean you have to always pick a side. So I'm a Jew, right? But I love Christmas. I think Christmas is one of the most beautiful holidays ever. I think Jesus was one of the wisest prophets ever known. I'm Jewish. You know, we believe the Messiah hasn't come. But I love a lot of the Christian beliefs. My kids go to Catholic school. So I am very, very open, and people know I'm Jewish, and I am going to defend my religion, but that doesn't necessarily mean I have to stand for certain things, or I have to, align myself with only one sort of ideology. Now, some people could say, well, then you might not be Orthodox Judy. Well, I'm not Orthodox Jewish, you know. I don't keep kosher. I, you know, don't do a lot of the things that the Orthodox Jews do. I'm not going to go into detail with that, but I don't follow the Bible to a T, you know. And sometimes I regret that. You know, sometimes I wish I could be more religious, you know, because I really like religion, any religion. I think it's beautiful. But, that doesn't necessarily mean I have to follow every political, shall we say, belief with it. So same thing with LDS. There's a lot of people who are LDS. I know a lot of people who are LDS who are Democrat. I know a lot of people who are LDS who are gay. And I know a lot of people who are LDS who are conservative. I know a lot of people who are LDS that, you know, follow the Bible pretty strictly. And so there's many factions. You don't have to be cut and dry. The problem is in the media and in society, they're like, you're either with us or against us. And a lot of conservatives out there are pro-gay rights. I mean, most conservatives or Democrats or whatever have somebody in the family who's gay or transgender or, you know. And so we're starting to evolve on how open we are. You know, there's somebody that's very pro-gay rights brought up going, you know, why do we have to use the term traditional marriage? You know, maybe a lot of these companies, you know, maybe there's an out for a lot of these companies that are very, very pro the LGBTQ community, but follow the Bible with, you know, the man and woman traditional marriage. You know, maybe we don't call it non-traditional, but there's another term. We call it marriage. Or, I mean, why do we have to have labels? You know, because once we put labels, then you have people conflicted and they're like, well, oh my gosh, am I following my religion? Am I you know, and people don't know what to do. And I can't tell you how many people who have been religious have talked to me about, you know, their homosexual tendencies. And they go, why, if it's against my religion, am I in love with people of the same sex? And because if you're religious, depending on your religion, God is in control. So why, people would say, why would God make me who I am if it's a sacrilege? I don't know. I can't answer that. I'm a doctor. I'm not a theologist. I don't know. All I know is if God made you, you're here for a reason. And he loves you. So you just be you. We're not supposed to be fake. I mean, unless you have murderous thoughts, you're supposed to keep those to yourself and not act on them. But if you're a good person, you're supposed to be you. So, here you are, here Jed is, he's at a new place of work, and it sounds like, you know, when you come in, everybody kind of wants to talk and find out where your loyalties be, people kind of group, and they want to, whatever, give the lay of the land, and I get that, I think the lay of the land is important. I think, you know, you don't want to talk crap, but you do want to give people the lay of the land, so they, you know, don't make a mistake. You know, I'm like, look, you know, just so you know, these are certain things that, you know, are frowned upon, these are things that are, like when I went to my latest job, you know, it's a Jewish institution, but I really love Christmas decorations. So I'm like, okay, for Christmas, I want to decorate my office, but they're like, so you do need the lay of the land. You do. But if he's hearing that one of his ward members has a target on their back because of his religion, that's a problem. So my advice to you is you have two options. You have to leave and not, actually you have three options. One is to just leave and go to a work environment that you think is going to be more hospitable to you and your religion. Two, you could keep your religion to yourself. Or three, which is what I would do, is I'd be as open, I'm as honest as possible. This is who I am. This is how I feel. This is what I believe. And I'm pro this. I'm maybe anti this, but I'm pro, you know, and this is who I am. And I would teach. See, I would educate. I would use this as an opportunity to educate. Not all LDS people think a certain way. Not all Jews think a certain way. Not all Catholics think a certain way. I think like this. This is how I feel. It's a shame that has to come up. But I'm not going to hide who I am. You can never hide who you are. So we started this discussion with what's happening with Chick-fil-A. And I am, if I have any political platform, it's I want more money going to charity. Okay? I don't know where that stands. Republican or Democrat, I don't want charities hurt. And one of the first things that upset me about the Obama administration was that he cut back incentives to donate to charities. And charities do a lot of great work. A lot of great work. And so I have no idea. I have no idea where the Salvation Army stood on political things, because all I see from my end is what these companies do. Whenever there's a flood, whenever there's a superstorm or whatever, you know, you donate money, you see them come up with the food and the water and the places to, you know, eat and all that other stuff, and it's fantastic. So my concern is you have companies out there that make a bunch of bucks, like Chick-fil-A. And they have to actively decide who to donate and who not to. If I was then Chick-fil-A, or anybody for that matter, I would say then come up with your own charity. And then donate directly. Because what I think is really sad about this whole thing is, no matter where you stand on the political issues, you donating money and helping the underserved and helping impoverished people could be a political nightmare if you donate to somebody who, in their mission statement, is of a certain religion or of a certain creed. Now, I get donating to the Nazi regime. I see how that's a problem. But most Nazis don't help, you know, the poor or help whatever. I you know what I mean? That's not what the Nazi Party did in the 30s and, you know, 40s, whatever. So, I mean, there might be some Nazi, you know, charities out there, who knows? But, you know, if you are going to, if it's going to be, if your millions of dollars that you're trying to, you know, serve underserved communities and give back is going to turn around and bite you because you donated to a company who you liked, but then apparently there's a political alignment that doesn't go with, you know, where society is right now, then, you know what, I would just donate them. I would just do your own charity events. The problem is how do these other charities that do so well stay alive? I mean, we need the Salvation Army. We need the Red Cross. We need Goodwill. We need, you know, Vitalant, you know, blood and all that. And I mean, does that mean we have to now be in a world where we just have to kind of keep our beliefs to ourselves? Now we're starting to change who we are. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So just to kind of catch you guys up today, I don't really like to talk about a bunch of the fads, except to kind of make you guys aware. You know, as I age and get older, I'm not really up on all the young stuff. Okay? I know about the Jonas Brothers, right? Because I think, was it Nick Jonas is in a lot of movies? So he was just in Midway. Is it Nick or Joe Jonas? I think it's Nick. Anyway, so, you know, I'm trying to stay up to date on all this because I'm getting older. You know, even though I used to know everything about pop culture when I was younger, I have other things to do. We all do. But this piece of pop culture will affect us, which is why I got to bring it up. And we brought it up last week, where if you are a baby boomer and you try to say something to somebody younger, and kind of school them on, you know, what you did, you know, when you were younger, or, you know, how things should be, they might reply with, okay, boomer. Now, we talked about that, right? There's this meme with little baby Yoda. Yoda is giving him some advice. Yoda goes, boomer, okay, right? Because they do it opposite. And I think it's funny. But this okay, boomer is actually very easy to say, and it's being said a lot. Well, it's being said so much when, you know, somebody dismisses an older individual. I'm an Xer, Generation Xer. So my guess is somebody's going to say, okay, Xer. But that just doesn't sound as funny as okay, boomer. But apparently it's being said so much that now the discussion is circulating if that is age discrimination at the workplace. Can you get fired for you telling a coworker when you guys are joking around the lunchroom, okay, boomer? So this is interesting. CBS has a report on this. And I'm not, don't call the lawyer and think you're going to make money yet. But this put down that the Generation Zers and young millennials are using is targeting people who are over 55 to 73 years old. Over 73-year-olds are called traditionalists, even though a lot of people who are 75, 76 call themselves boomers, and I'm okay with that. They can do whatever they want. And if you guys remember, a New Zealand lawmaker, while she was lobbying for something, apparently an older legislator had dismissed one of her arguments about climate change, and she just answered to him, okay, boomer. And it just started to become more and more prevalent. But workers 40 years old and older are protected by a federal statute called the Age Discrimination in Employment Act. And the Age Discrimination in Employment Act prohibits harassment and discrimination on the basis of age. Now, when I tell young people they gotta be careful how they talk, right, because they could, you know, get in trouble, that those jokes don't fly anymore, I'm sure they're thinking, okay, Xer. But if they say that now, they can be in trouble. They say comments that relate to a worker's age are a problem because older workers often face negative employment decisions. Older workers might get laid off, might get passed over for promotion. The only way to tell whether a decision like that is tainted by age discrimination is many times the surrounding context, like comments and behavior by managers and coworkers. So even though a lot of us are like, you're not going to lose your job by saying, okay, boomer, this is, I think, written by an attorney. And they're like, this could help the case. They say if a manager said, okay, boomer, to an older worker's presentation at a meeting, that would make management seem biased. Even if that manager simply tolerated a joke made by somebody else, it would suggest that the boss was in on it. They say companies also risk age-based harassment claims, saying, okay, boomer. They say companies can risk the claims. They say if you say okay, boomer, one time, it doesn't legally qualify as harassing behavior. But they say if other comments have been made, like calling, you know, somebody pops, or, you know, hey, old man, or say, you know, you're slow today or something like that, or old fart, that could become harassment over time. Now, we Generation Xers are kind of watching all this going, okay, I'm glad we're not involved. No, we are involved because, like, I got a buddy right now. He's a baby boomer. And I cannot wait to see him again and okay, boomer him a couple times. Okay, I just want to do that. I don't know why. I just need to okay, boom this guy. He just needs it. And I think the reason why is because he's older than me and he likes to kind of school me. He likes to teach me. And I just want to, I got a lot of guy friends and I cannot wait to okay, boomer. Cannot wait. I'm going to be just, you know, but. Not supposed to do that at work. Now, Generation Xers were born between 65 and 79. So that makes a lot of us over 40 and covered by federal age discrimination law. So, if you lump Generation Xers into a category, so if you go up to a Generation Xer, if like somebody comes to me and okay, boomers me, that's technically discrimination. Because you're commenting on their age. Apparently, this is an employment lawyer. She said one of the most famous age discrimination cases, which made it all the way up to the Supreme Court, according to, this is in CBS News, it involved a manager who described an employee as so old he must have come over on the Mayflower. Now, I mean, obviously it's a joke, and people joke around, and people whatever, but she said it was just a joke was an awful legal defense, obviously. Because that case made it all the way up to the Supreme Court. I'm not sure what happened. Now, the millennials, they've been ridiculed for a while, and they really haven't had any recourse. Apparently, they've been called snowflakes by their elders. So, what about millennial jokes? They say Age Discrimination and Employment Act only kicks in for workers who are 40 or older. So, if you're young and vibrant and all that, if people are jealous of you, you don't get any protections. So, the oldest millennials are going to be turning 40 later this year. And so, they say millennial jokes may eventually become a legal problem for companies as these workers age. A few states, including New York, ban age discrimination for all workers over 18. And employers of those states probably should have done something about the millennial jokes, they say. So, boomers. I mean, are boomers really upset about that? Well, it does dismiss you. I mean, being said that, it's like a, you know, a dismissal. But here's the problem. Older workers, they say, are expensive. By the time they've worked their way up the corporate ladder, they have generous salaries. Those start to weigh in on the balance sheet. Management may also have trouble envisioning spectacular growth and innovative ideas from them years into the future. Even if you are, I mean, I know 90-year-olds, they are spunky as hell. But if you're 65, 70, companies might consider that you might not have as much oomph as a young whippersnapper. So Congress had to protect those workers. But, you know, is it worth a lawsuit? So, you know, it's interesting. Every time we make progress, a lot of times it comes around and bites you on the butt. You know? So, I do miss, you know, I grew up basically, I was an adult in the 90s. And so we would just make fun of each other. And making fun of each other was just what you and your friends did. And, I mean, maybe it happened younger and, I mean, or, you know, I mean, I don't know, but I'm sure in decades you guys would make fun of each other. So we were out to lunch and I took some students out and one student saw another student eating a burger and they said, hey, which weighs more, the burger or, you know, the student eating it? And, you know, everybody laughed or whatever. And, you know, you could see that the student, I don't know if the student was bothered by it or he just loved that, you know, he was kind of, you know, give and taking and being a part of the conversation. You never know. So, you know, you might be joking with somebody and thinking that, you know, okay, we're making them feel involved, but they could be feel bullied. Or you could be thinking you're bullying and they're like, hey, you know, at least I'm part of the group. I don't know. But I do miss a little bit of the giving people crap. I love giving people crap. And I had to stop because I have no idea if that's age discrimination, if it's, you know, I just don't know. I give my kids crap all the time. I make fun of my kids all the time. Sometimes my kids do stupid. All right. 1-877, that's all. Don't go away.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.